Studies show that one of the top five fears for humans is the fear of criticism. We are terrified to be criticized, to be judged. And at some point in our lives, this is a big problem. Maybe that's the biggest problem for you right now. Maybe it was in the past, or maybe it's yet to come. Regardless, different forms of the fear of criticism could be fearing what people say about you when you're not around or when you are around. The fear of people judging your appearance. The fear of people judging your performance. Or people flat out just not liking you. Now, this can lead to many problems in your life. But one of the main problems with this fear is that it holds us back from becoming the best versions of ourselves, and it holds us back from going towards our true destiny. So let's discuss how we can unapologetically block out the noise, block out the outside criticism, and have the shameless audacity to go after what we truly want. Thank you, legends, for tuning in to another episode of the Leave Your Mark podcast. As always, I am your host, Miguel Mendoza, and this is the podcast created to help your legacy. Thank you from wherever you're tuning in from. Thank you for being a faithful family member of this show. And if this is your first time, welcome to the show. You have come to a great first episode, because I truly believe anybody can better themselves and better their lives and even better the people around them from this episode alone. Wherever you're watching or listening from, feel free to subscribe or follow or turn on the notifications. And even if it's Apple Podcasts, Spotify, there is a way to get notified every time we come out with a new episode. Regardless, I appreciate you. Thank you for being here. Thank you for listening to this. All I ask in return is that you share this episode or one of your favorite episodes with a friend or family member, someone who can tremendously get a lot of value from this. Now, I don't want you to live your life based off of fear. I don't want fear of criticism to hold you back, or fear of poverty, or fear of death to hold you back. I want you to have shameless audacity as you pursue your dreams and your goals. What does it mean to have shameless audacity? It means you go after what you want in this life, no matter what you have, no matter what you don't have. It means you go after what you want, regardless of where you come from, regardless of how many supporters you have, regardless of how much or how little education you have. It means you get right back up, regardless of how many times you failed. The word audacity, it has two different definitions. The first one is a willingness to take bold risks. The second definition is rude or disrespectful behavior. Now, I actually like both of these combined into one. So, shameless audacity is you take bold risks, even if it comes off as rude or disrespectful. And you do this with no shame. Now, do I mean to go out and disrespect people? No. Do I mean to go out and cause trouble? No. But I mean to do things at such a high level with such boldness that it offends people, and you will offend people. I promise you that. We will get into that a little bit later in this episode. So please stay with me till the end. But it's shameless. There should be no shame in pursuing your dreams. You should have shame in lying. You should have shame in cheating. You should have shame in trying to be someone you're not. But you should not have any shame in going after what you truly want in this life. In the intro, I mentioned fear of criticism. The fear of criticism is huge. We want to be liked. In different variations, we all desire to be liked. We all desire some sort of approval. some sort of recognition. And some of that is healthy, right? If you have a boss, you want to win over the validation of your boss. You just do. If you are a business owner, you want to win over the approval of your clientele, of your community, not to a point to where it sacrifices your foundation in which you believe in, but we all, there is a healthy version to wanting to avoid certain criticism. But no matter who you are, no matter what you do, no matter where you're from, no matter where you're going, there will always be criticism. But hey, I have news for you. We're all going to die one day. It doesn't matter if you're the most loved person in the world. It doesn't matter if you're the most hated person in the world. We are all going to die one day. We're all buried in the same dirt. So up until that point, you might as well do what you want to do. Regardless of the criticism, regardless of who believes in you and who does not believe in you. And hey, by the way, we're all given a vision by God. We're all given a dream, a vision, a preview of our destiny. And that just so happens to be proof that we are capable of achieving it. But let me tell you something. That does not mean everybody will see it. That does not mean everybody will believe in you. That does not mean people will not criticize and try to destroy your dream. In fact, they should. Because small minds cannot see a big vision. And even if they're not small-minded, they were still not given your vision. So how do you expect someone to see a vision that was not given to them? It's yours. Take care of it. Nurture it. Preserve it. Manifest it. Work at it. Sacrifice for it. Eat, sleep, and breathe it. But you cannot expect others to see it. That, unfortunately, my friends, is where most dreams go to die. It's when they do not have support and compliments from other people feeding it to keep it alive. That's when they're done for. But if you have the shameless audacity to see it anyways, to believe in it anyways, to go after it anyways, to wake up early anyways, to obsess over it anyways, then you, my friend, are on your way. Now, aside from the fear of criticism, another thing that we can have that can hold us back is the fear of failure. Sometimes we don't even take the first step because we're scared of tripping and falling and failing. Some of us would rather not even pursue our vision because we don't want to fail at it and we don't want to be criticized for failing at it. We don't want to feel the shame of failure. I'm not here to judge you. I'm here to relate to you because I understand. But that's where shameless audacity comes in. You have to be shamelessly going after your vision. Winston Churchill said, courage is going from failure to failure without losing any enthusiasm. That's shameless audacity, my friends. I don't care what I've been through. I don't care how many times I've failed. I don't care how hard they are laughing at me. I don't care if my own bloodline has given up on me. I will do whatever it takes to win. Because if I win, the world wins. Because my vision was given to me to help benefit the world. It was given to me to make this a better place to live in. It was given to me to inspire other people who are failing, who don't believe in themselves, who have several people who don't believe in them. But also don't forget that failure is necessary. Nobody, just try something and constantly succeeds with no setbacks, with no failures. Everybody falls. The question is, who is willing to get back up? Who is willing to learn from those failures? Who is willing to take it personal and say, I know I lost this time. I know I failed this time, but I will not fail in this again. There's nothing wrong with failure, but there is something wrong with failing at the same thing over and over again. We will all take a loss at some point, but if you learn from that loss, it is no longer a loss. It is a lesson. And the lessons from failure teaches you something that money cannot buy. There is a lot of failures that we should shoot to avoid, okay? Don't get me wrong. I've heard Shannon Sharp say, a fool learns from his own mistakes, but a wise man learns from the mistakes of others. 100% true. Aim to not make mistakes. Learn so much that you avoid a lot of mistakes and failures. But regardless, failure is inevitable. It will happen. It's not a matter of if, but when. Don't look for failures. Don't wait for them to come. Shoot to win. Take those steps of progress every single day, but it will happen. Now, when it happens, what are you going to do? How are you going to respond? There's an equation I live my life by. It's been a while since I've mentioned this equation, so this may be your first time hearing it, at least for me. E plus R equals O. That's the equation. Okay, close your eyes and just draw this on a whiteboard. E plus R equals O. Underneath that, let's write it out. Event plus response equals outcome. That is the equation to life. Most people think that E equals O. They think that the event in life or the circumstance we are handed automatically dictates our outcome, automatically dictates our destiny, automatically dictates our income, automatically dictates our friends, automatically dictates everything. But you're missing that magic R, response. Because we can't always control the event that happens. We can't always control the circumstances. We can't always control the economy. We can't always control the political world. But what we can always control is our response to the event. And if our response is positive, if our response is, how can I win from this? How can I avoid this? How can I make sure this never happens again? How can I take this crappy situation that I've been given and find a way around it, through it, thrive from it? Those people are the ones who dictate their outcome. They don't just have a random outcome laid out for them. They get to dictate it and control it. You may not like what I'm saying because of the very, very harsh things that are going on in the world right now. This may make you feel irritated and uncomfortable hearing that you are the problem. Your response is the problem, not the event or circumstance. That may rub you the wrong way. That may grind your gears. Okay, but there's two words that eliminate any sort of argument you have against this. And those two words are, it's possible. It's possible. Whatever you are imagining, it's possible. Whatever you think is not possible, my friend, it's possible. Oh, but what about the people in third world countries? Let me get this right. You have never heard of a single person who has thrived and succeeded coming from a third world country. I have. Actually, I know some of them personally. Not even the ones you can Google right now. There is no excuse for not living the life you want to live. For not pursuing your vision. There is no excuse. You can find a lot. You can find a lot of excuses. But they are not valid. And you will live a life filled with regret. You have to have the shameless audacity of a baby. Think of a baby. They kick, they scream, they cry until they get what they want. If they're hungry, they'll kick, scream, and cry until they are fed. If they're tired, they'll kick, scream, and cry until they're asleep. If they want the toy, they'll kick, scream, and cry until they get what they want. They don't care what they look like to other people. They don't care how irritating they are. Okay, if you're a parent, you relate to me very much. They don't care. They don't care. They're shameless. Now, am I telling you to go off and kick, scream, and cry as an adult? No. Please don't do that. But please understand, in order to get what you want in this life, you need to stop thinking about how others will perceive you, about how others will think of you, how others will judge you. You have to be okay with being misunderstood. My good friend Matt Prados from a recent episode last Friday, he said you have to be okay with being the bad guy in somebody's story. You will offend people as you're pursuing your vision. You even believing that anything is possible will offend people. You getting up earlier than everyone else to work out or study will offend people. You maximizing your potential will offend people who are so limited in their thinking that instead of progressing their lives and their mindsets, they want to stop you from being the best version of yourself and helping to change the world. They're offended. They hate it. Because they are such victims in this life that it's never them that needs to change. It's you. Pursuing a higher net worth will offend broke people. Pursuing a closer personal relationship with God will offend the godless. Reading beneficial things every single day will offend the illiterate. You will always offend people. And you can either live your life to please them, shrink yourself to a point where they will be happy and comfortable with you, or you can have the shameless audacity to do it anyways, to go after your dream anyways, to shoot for the sky anyways, to learn, to grow, to maximize your potential anyways, regardless of who it offends, because you know what's at stake. I want to give you a good visual of having shameless audacity. I'm sure we've all seen the movie Titanic. On the movie Titanic, obviously they were all in a huge ship, hit an iceberg, ship was sinking. Now, I want you to put yourself in the position of the first person who knew the ship was sinking. The first person who knew there was a hole in the ship and it was going to go down into the depths of the sea. Put yourself in that person's position right now. When you gather that information, you immediately go out into the mass public and you are shouting at the top of your lungs, the ship is sinking. The ship is sinking. Get the lifeboats. Save the women and children. Hurry, hurry, hurry. At no point are you concerned with how you look, if your makeup is done, how your hair looks, how your voice sounds. If it's the cool kids that can hear you, you're not concerned with people being offended. And even that might offend people. No. There is no shame. There is nothing but shameless audacity to interrupt people's conversations, to interrupt people having a good time, to shout at the top of your lungs, "The ship is sinking. Go to safety." In the same way, you need to pursue everything like your life depends on it. You need to pursue your vision like your life depends on it and several others whom it will benefit. You cannot be concerned with how you look. You cannot be concerned with what people are thinking about you. You cannot be concerned with any sort of consequence, but only the possibility of a better world, the possibility of tremendous impact. There's a story I heard several years ago when I was kind of first on my self-help journey as a young teenager. I was listening to Eric Thomas, and he was telling the story of this man who wanted to be a millionaire. So this man sought help from a guru, right? Just like we all should. Whatever our goal is, we should seek help, whether it be private coaching or conferences, whatever the case may be. So this man sought help from a guru. And this guru said, "Okay, if you really want to be a millionaire, meet me at the beach tomorrow." I think it was 4 a.m. Let's just say 4 a.m., 5 a.m. "Meet me at the beach tomorrow at this time on the dot." Okay, following morning comes and everyone shows up. The guy and the guru show up. And the guru says, "Go out into the water." So he goes out into the water. He says, "Go further." So he goes out further. And then the guru shoves the man in the water and is holding him down. And the man is fighting for air, fighting for air, fighting for air. And then finally, the guru lets the man come up. And as this man responded the way we all would. He'd be like, "Bro, what the heck are you doing? What's wrong with you? You trying to kill me?" And the guru said, "When you want to succeed as bad as you want to breathe, then you'll be successful." Because think about it. As this man was fighting for air underwater, he was not concerned with other people criticizing him. He was not concerned with failure. He was not concerned with his past mistakes. He was not concerned with what everybody's doing tonight at the clubs. He was only concerned about getting air, getting oxygen through his body. He was not concerned with anything else. So once you get to the point to where all you want to do is succeed, all you want to do is better yourself, all you want to do is become the best version of yourself, then you will be successful. But if you are too concerned with the opinions of other people, if you are too concerned with failing, if you are too concerned with the hardships of life, then you will never be successful. You have to have the shameless audacity to go after whatever it is you want in this life. It's possible for you. I say this very frequently, but you receiving the vision is your proof that you can achieve it. Your potential is revealed once your purpose is revealed. At that same moment, if you're concerned with what can I do? What are my abilities? How smart can I be? How strong can I get? It's in your vision. When you have that preview of your destiny, that reveals your potential. Many of us think that we are given dreams that are too big for us, when in fact that's not true. If you have the capacity to dream big, that is the evidence that your potential is big. But the question is, do you have the shameless audacity to pursue it?